here's something important to know about children having big emotions. They can't identify their emotions. They just know something's not right, and they start responding. It's like if you were in a parking garage at night, and you suddenly feel like something is off. You don't see other people, you just feel it. You don't know what it is, you just know it is. And your heart starts beating faster, and you start running to get to your car or to get out of the garage. That's how it is with kids. But we can help them identify their emotions, and then we can teach them what to do when they have the emotions. Maybe their parents had a huge fight the night before that gave them big emotions that they couldn't express at home. Or maybe they're used to getting toys whenever they want, all right? And they can't get them right now, and so they get big emotions. That's why it's important when you see a child upset or having a tantrum, you remain calm. And this is what you say. Use calming statements like, "Ah, Marilyn, I can see you're upset. It looks like something happened to make you upset. Would you like to talk about it? I'm here for you." Or you can even ask them, "What is something you can do right now that will make you feel better?" So it's words like this, but always giving them a feeling they are safe to have big emotions. All righty. Well, tomorrow is the night for Ask Marilyn. And you can ask me questions about children, parents, or situations that challenge you. I'm going to answer your questions on our Facebook page from 7 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night. All right, have a great day. And remember, you are a difference maker.